rapture, you mind the Lord. Praise God. Yeah, you do whatever you want to do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I love you.
Amen. 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 Well, I was hoping the Holy Ghost just come on and take over this thing tonight. Amen. I say praise the Lord tonight. Amen. But I thank God there's places where you can go in when this world's been beating you up throughout the week, places you can go, and man, you can just take out and just say, Lord, I'm putting all that to the side. I'm going to come in. I'm going to focus on you. I'm going to let all the junk be junk. I'm going to leave the garbage in the garbage cans, and I'm just going to focus on you. I say praise the Lord. Good to be in the Lord's house tonight. I appreciate Kevin asking us out. Amen. It's like having the clampets come down. I know how we are. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm proud of my church. I'm proud of them, and I love them, and I thank you so much for coming. But it's good to be in this. Man, it's good to be in this. And boy, if this is just a little taste of what heaven's going to be like, man, where there ain't addresses, buddy, we got one address. We ain't worried about this church or that church or that church, but it's all just one big... Amen. One bride. Amen. Praise the Lord. Grab your Bibles tonight, if you will, and stand with us. I went out and I forgot my glasses. I'll say this, so thank you highly for giving me yours. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Mark chapter number 5 is where we'll be at today. Mark chapter number 5 today is where we'll be at today, okay?
Mind the Lord, preacher.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this too while I'm here. I appreciate your pastor.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Lord knows what we need in our life. Lord knows who he needs to put in our life. No doubt in my mind, Lord put that man in my life because he knew I needed him. I thank the Lord that he knows us enough and he loves us enough to say, you know what? I'm going to send you somebody to help carry this load. Don't tell me he don't think about us. Don't tell me he... You may think he don't ever think about you, but I'm just going to tell you, Lord thinks about you more than you could ever imagine. He thinks about what you need, what you got to have, what's going to get you through today. He knows what you need. Thank God we serve one that loves us and cares about us. Thank God for that. Thank God for it. Mark chapter number 5. I'm going to pick up reading here about verse number 35, okay? Amen. Thank God for a King James Bible. Amen. They just sound different. The papers rattle different on them. Praise God, they do, son. I love that rattle. Amen. Verse number 35, he said, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any farther? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Only believe. He said, and he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why maketh ye this ado and weep? The damsel's not dead, but sleepeth. And I want you folks in on this. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Tabitha, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Father, We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. God, we thank you tonight. God, we pray that you will help us, God, Lord, put our body for you as a living sacrifice, Lord. Father, we pray, God, tonight, when they be tore up, my Lord, oh, they may be hurting. But God, I pray tonight that they may see their need to come get some help. Father, I pray, God, that you will just help us be what we should be tonight. Lord, we thank you. We love you, Lord. And it's in your name we ask all these things. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I appreciate your reverence to the reading of God's word. If I could pull my thought out, this be where Jesus come into that house, and it said that he put them all out. He put them all out. I want to preach to you on this thought for a little while on clearing the room. Clearing the room. You know what I found in the beginning of this? You see a man that's got a bad situation going on in his life. He's got a dead daughter with no life whatsoever. Somewhere down the line, I can imagine, boy, I bet you he loved that girl. I can imagine they probably looked at each other across the table, and boy, he just stared at her and thought, man, what a daughter I've got. I bet you he went in, man, played with her, hugged her, rocked her to sleep. Boy, I bet he loved that daughter. The Bible don't say what, but something come up and man put that girl to sleep. My friend, and this boy, he went to a place where he was in utter chaos and needed a little bit of help. The first thing I find is, you know what he did? He knew where to go when the problem came up. Yeah, glory to God. I bet he could have went to doctors and lawyers. He could have went to this one or that one. But when he come down to it, he knew there was two ears that would be the only ears to be able to get the job done. I'm telling you right now, what you've got down your house, Jesus is the only one that can raise it up.
Go ahead, preacher.
They knew where to go. He gets to Jesus, and his son, Hiley, as he says, hey, I've got a daughter.
Yeah.
He didn't much get that out of his mouth before the world started talking. Did you hear me well? You know what the world wants?
Oh, yeah.
Keep your daughter dead. I'm going to get to what your daughter is in a minute. But that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
They want him shut up.
Yeah.
They didn't want him bothering Jesus. Let me just say to you this. When you cry out to your Savior, you ain't bothering him. Woo! Glory to God. He ain't rolling his eyes. He ain't saying, Mom, you leave me alone. But you know what he's saying? Come on and bring it. He's saying, bring it. Bring it, bring it, bring it. What we need to do is realize and let the world be the world. Let them run their mouth. You go to the Lord. Well, they told him. You know what I found? Lord, the world don't like it when the Lord starts working. I'll get back to this man and his daughter. Let me just stay for a second. You know what the world would love to do? Shut down Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
You're right, brother.
They'd love to come up and say, I don't need to hear from you anymore. They'd love to break you in half, tear your family up, get you off on the side of the road, have this thing blow up, have people get mad at one another, hey, glory to God, have this thing go all to pieces, where the devil and the world could say, I told you so. There wasn't no realness in that. But thanks be to God, we ain't depending on one another for this thing. We depending on that one. He's the one that keeps us together. He's the one that makes this thing run. I say glory.
to get to the dollar, you're going to have to quit being scared, and you're going to have to trust me.
Yeah.
I don't know what you got in the back room. I don't know what your dead daughter is.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But first things first, before you're ever going to get life to it, you're going to have to quit being so scared.
Right.
And you're going to have to put faith in him.
Yeah. Amen. Go ahead, preacher. Amen. Find the Lord.
That's right. That's right. The truth.
Amen. Yep. Yep.
Amen. That's right. So let's move on. Come on, amen. I know I'm moving Sunday. It's going to be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he goes in. He tells him the ones he needs to go in. He tells him to go on. He takes his disciples with him. It said that he walked into that house.
Yeah.
He said there was great turmoil.
Yep.
He said he walked square in to a big old funeral. And people losing their ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
In the middle of this house.
Right.
Yeah.
People saw a 12-year-old girl dead in the back room. And they all lose their mind because they're thinking fleshly.
Yeah.
So it said they were wailing, weeping.
Yeah.
And boy, I love my Lord. And I love him. He rolls in there.
Yeah.
And he says, what in the world's wrong with you?
Right. Go ahead, please.
Why are you crying?
Yeah.
Ain't that just sleeping?
Hey, amen. What about that?
Tell you something. There's something you got in your life in that back room that you need to revive.
Yeah.
And it ain't dead. It's just sleeping when the Lord gets home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. Nobody's going to wake up calling like the Lord.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to break some lives into things like the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
here's what
right.
People need to do.
Right, brother. That's
over.
As he walked in there, now I'm trying to find that scripture where the dad or the mom opened their mouth. I ain't found it. But you know what the Lord felt? Comfortable enough to step in the middle of that house and speak for him.
Oh,
amen.
What about that?
I don't know if that gets to you, but that's what gets to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. He felt comfortable enough in the middle of that house. It didn't matter if it was his address. He knew it there. He knew what's going on. And he said, you know what? And this thing's mine. And this thing's mine. I'm going to deal with it like it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, preacher!
Yeah.
Go ahead!
That's right.
Yeah.
How's that done? tell you something. I don't care who it is in your life. There's one that's got your best interest in mind.
Amen.
And that's the Lord Himself.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He has invested so much in you.
Yeah. Yes.
He come right now
that's
for
right.
you. And if you don't think He's big enough to go in and solve some problems and raise a dead daughter in your life, you're crazy.
That's yeah. right.
Amen.
Crazy.
You say, preacher, I lose friends. If that's the kind of friends you got, then you ain't got no friends.
That's right.
You're
right. Hey, I ain't trying to be me. I'm trying to help you. Hey, I'm telling you, I want you to thrive.
Yes.
I don't want you to just survive.
That's right.
Hey, man, give it back. We're in survival mode all the time. We're just trying to survive and not break and not go out of our mind. But you know what? You can thrive when it comes to the Lord.
Yeah.
That was so lively, that was so fit, so much time with it. You cared for it. You nurtured it. You did everything you could. Man, for that prayer life you have. It was your daughter. And you were going to love it with everything you had in you. And then something down the line killed that off.
That's right.
That's good preaching.
What about your fire?
Preacher.
I'll tell you something dangerous. I'm just being honest, Brother Kevin. I believe this is truth. When you get churches, and I'm not putting us up on a pedestal. I'm talking about churches that are going to go meeting. It gets dangerous the longer people get in there sometimes. Because they'll get used to it. And they'll assume that it's always going to be this way. And they'll quit putting their effort in. And they'll lose sight of that fire. They'll lose sight of that special thing. When you walk in the doors, may your eyeballs be this big looking for the glory of God to come in this house and fill it up, man. You was ready to shout her out. You was ready to pray her down. You were ready to sing her up for the glory of God.
Amen.
Preach.
Good
preaching.
People get passed. You know, you swing your axe for a long enough time. After a while, you're going to stop feeling it on your hand.
That's right.
Get a rub.
Callous.
Get a rub. You what you have to do? It's simple. Get some blood. You're going to have to take care of your right shoulder. I'm telling you this morning, this afternoon, too, you're going to have to take care of your dead daughter. You've got to figure out what you need to put on that's going to keep that alive and well.
Amen.
Oh, my. Go ahead, preacher.
I hear people all the time say, preacher, if you'd have seen me some years ago, boy, I could come into a church and I'd rejoice and I'd praise God for what he's done. And man, nobody held me down. I didn't care what anybody thought. That was my love. That was my love. I gave all I had and I didn't care what anybody thought.
That's right.
But now I just kind of let everybody else do it.
Lord help us.
Good praying.
Yes.
Go ahead, preacher.
Preach it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I can look at men like me and see, come to my church and preach the glory down. There ain't no retirement in this thing.
Amen.
There ain't no retirement in it. You thought about retirement now. Amen. I know you had retirement. Amen. I praise the Lord for that, man. You know when we retire, once we get to glory, that's when we retire. Amen. This thing ain't got a 401k, but buddy, it's got a home prepared for us.
Right.
So here's what happened. come on. Put that door up. And he sees that daughter.
Yes,
now, I want you to just take in your mind what your daughter is.
Yeah.
What your daughter is. Here's the great thing about it. You know how much this thing meant to the Lord? Highly.
Yeah.
Enough to get it by the hand. Give me a song.